Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Logos, Sundance, Berlin International Film Festival. Spheres of light coalesce into words. Memento Films. Translated Georgian script appears, a Netflix original film. A production of Augenschein Film Production in co-production with Polare Film Arizona Productions. In co-production with ZDF Das Kleine Fernsehspiel. Funded by Your Images, Film und Medienstiftung NRW, Beauftragte der Bundesregierung für Kultur und Medien, Georgian National Film Center, Deutscher Filmförderfonds, Aide au Cinéma du Monde, Centre National du Cinéma et de l'Image Animée, Ministère des Affaires étrangères et du Développement International, Institut Français, Film in Georgia. A film by Nana and Simon, My Happy Family. On a street, a man smokes a cigarette at a newsstand. A woman walks out of a building and approaches the stand. She scans the rack of magazines.
Could you tell me where the want ads are?
Sheriff.
I'll take a copy, thanks.
The attendant grabs a paper.
There you go.
The dark-haired woman reaches into her purse. She hands the attendant coins.
Thanks a lot.
The dark-haired woman looks down at the paper as she walks across the street. She lifts her head and looks around as she crosses. The dark-haired woman passes two other women on a corner. A bus pulls alongside her. Now the dark-haired woman climbs the staircase.
Come on. Will they be fixing the elevator?
Of course they're going to.
She follows an older woman upstairs.
I wouldn't lie to you, for goodness sake.
Sorry, I didn't mean it that way.
There are a lot of people living here, dear. But not all of them will be taking the stairs this far. Even a senior official lives here.
Wow.
They enter an apartment.
Oops. Oh, it's disconnected. Oh, well. Must be an outstanding bill. Never mind, I'll pay it before you move in. And they'll turn it back on. It's been empty for a couple of months, but I've always had it rented before that. The balcony is the real gem of the place. It's so sunny here. Of course, if it gets too hot, you can always open up the sunshade or something like that, and the problem's taken care of. Come, take a look in here, too. Then you'll have seen everything, and you can make up your mind. Oh, look how filthy it is in here. I looked for ages to find someone to clean up this mess, but they wouldn't even give me the time of day.
The dark-haired woman stands on the balcony.
Just so you know, my last tenants were very happy here. Of course, I have to say they were even happier when they had the chance to move on to a much bigger house and better things. You know what I mean, dear, but that's the point now, isn't it? It's this apartment. It brings good luck. Really. Do you believe in luck? Well, I certainly do. Oh, the stories I could tell you. Believe you me.
There's the kitchen.
This is the kitchen. And this is the bathroom. Bathroom and toilet. Just a second and I'll let you see it. There we go. You see? Just like I said, everything's in perfect order. Mm-hmm. Come and take a look in here.
The dark-haired woman follows the older woman through the apartment.
So, do you like it? When you think about it, you really can't say anything bad about this apartment. This is the second balcony. There's absolutely nowhere you can find this particular layout. Not at this price, anyway. Normally, it would be a very expensive apartment. There is anyone else who would let it go for this price, I guarantee you. But I'm too soft-hearted to ask for what it's really worth. Do you have a family?
Now hands hold a knife and cut a piece of cake. They move the piece to a small plate and set down the knife. The dark-haired woman opens the fridge and places the remaining cake inside.
Manana, what is this?
A white-haired woman approaches the fridge.
You cut yourself a piece of cake when I'm about to serve dinner?
I don't feel like eating dinner.
The dark-haired woman sits.
Excuse me, but couldn't you have your dinner and then eat the cake afterwards for dessert like a normal person? You always do this. Always.
A man dodges a Pandoori guitar falling from a closet.
Look at this. Why is it there?
Just leave it alone.
And he says I should just leave it alone.
The man puts the Pandoori in the closet.
We bust our tails paying for his stupid lessons. We cater to his every whim and for what? That's what I'd like to know.
He'll never give up on that computer stuff. You know that.
A young woman lies embracing a long-haired man on a couch.
Why are you standing like that staring at the children? They're young. Leave them alone, eh? Go sit down and eat your meal.
They can go somewhere else.
can't they?
They can't help themselves, Otar. Come on.
They love each other.
Watch it, Asha.
The family gathers at a table. Otar moves to the head.
Oh, sweet mercy.
By the way, Lamar, you and Otar should follow their example. You and Manana too, Soso. It's never too late, you know.
Oh, shut up already. Quit moaning. If you had any guts, you'd find somebody for yourself.
Hey, I'm looking. You gotta be kidding. He either sleeps until it's time to eat or he's sitting at that stupid computer all day.
What are you talking about? Leave him alone. Manana! We're waiting for you.
Soso grabs a bowl from the table. He scoops food from it onto his plate.
You want some?
Hmm.
He offers the bowl to the young woman. Now Soso walks into the kitchen. Lamara stands at a sink.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's Manana's birthday today, you know.
Sure, I know.
I'm glad you know. That's an improvement. Everyone forgets everything around here. Except for me, that is.
Manana takes food out of a container.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
She puts the lid on the container, opens the fridge, and places it inside.
Move that glass, would you?
Lamara sets down a pan.
There.
Manana sits. Lamara opens the fridge.
Manana, have you seen this mess? I ask you, do you see this? What is his problem? Why can't I do to make the boy stop eating directly from the fridge? He eats cherries with a spoon straight from the bowl, dribbles and leaves a mess absolutely all over the place. I can't deal with it anymore. I clean up after him every day, and every day he does the same thing. He just won't listen. Ugh.
Lamara wipes the inside of the fridge. Manana writes. Soso grabs food from the pan.
How's it going? Did you finish everything?
Finished? What are you, crazy? She didn't sleep a wink last night. Not one wink.
Happy is the family.
Manana walks across the room to a dresser. She opens the top drawer. Manana looks under a stack of clothes on top of the dresser. She walks to a coat rack and searches a jacket. A long-haired man approaches.
Vaku, let me go in with you for a second to get my clothes, would you?
Okay, but don't wake up Nino.
Manana follows Vaku into a bedroom. He sits. She opens a closet.
Vaku, stop making all that noise.
Manana takes a blouse from the closet and walks out. Vaku lies in bed with Nino. Now Manana fixes her hair in a mirror. Soso looks through a coat rack.
Where's my jacket?
Manana holds a piece of hair back and pins it.
Are you ready?
Manana.
Lamara enters the room.
If it's no trouble, stop at the market later. Pick up some dill and some baby potatoes. Maybe some cheese, rakash puri, and medium-sized chicken. I'll make it the way everybody likes it for later this evening. Soso will bring the wine.
Look, I'm not going to celebrate anything today, Mother, and I don't want to invite anybody. I'm in no mood to see anyone.
Yes, but if people come over, I'm supposed to meet them empty-handed. I don't believe you. You can't be serious now. Reza's coming over. Bella's coming over with their children. What's
come
one on, little Kashpuri
going
to hurt if we offer?
I'm going to be late. Let's get going.
Outside, Soso and Manana descend a stairway. Soso takes off his jacket and opens a car door. Manana walks around to the passenger side and gets in. The car drives off. Later in the car.
You're not really going to buy wine, are you?
Of course, why wouldn't I?
Manana stares forward.
I'm not in the mood to celebrate my birthday.
If you don't want to, then don't. People still come around.
Who will?
I don't know. Your brother could come over. He usually does. Bella could come over with her children. People come over, you know?
Manana gazes ahead. Soso glances at her.
Don't buy wine, please. If we don't offer anything to drink, they'll just come and talk for a while. But if you have a party, they'll be there all night and won't leave until the morning, as they always do.
Well, if they do come, we can't simply offer them nothing.
Oh, please, you sound like my mother now. Why do we have to have a party? I never invited anyone. What have I done to deserve this, that I can't spend my birthday in whatever way I feel like doing?
All right, do whatever you want. No one's gonna say anything.
Now Manana walks through an aisle in a classroom.
Would you call the martyrdom of Shushanik a family drama? From a modern-day perspective, you could. However, in this work, it can be said that the conflict is based on religious motives, which would then make it exceed the restrictive bounds of simple drama. We'll continue with this analysis in the next lesson. In the meantime, I want an essay on Fritz Varskin, according to the instructions you see on the blackboard. Thanks. Be on time tomorrow. Who's seen Chigugitse around lately, anybody?
She's been skipping a lot of classes, miss.
She's been missing far too many. I won't be able to give her a grade this semester if she keeps doing
it. I'll tell her when I see her. Bye.
See you tomorrow.
At home.
Uh-huh. Hang on a minute.
Nino kisses Manana.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Nino. That's
congratulations.
So sweet of you to remember.
Yeah.
In the kitchen.
I know.
Hi.
If I don't get this chicken in the oven right now, God knows when I'll be able to roast it.
Yeah.
And you take your paws out of there, young lady.
I don't know.
Well, get out of here. Go on.
They're here already?
Yeah, sure.
Of course. That's why I'm in such a hurry. I wish you'd got here earlier.
Mom, I wanted to ask you something. Could you take your clothes out of the wardrobe the night before instead of the morning? The damn thing's so noisy I wake up and I can't get back to sleep for hours.
Okay. What's this? Mm-hmm. This is fennel. Manana, I asked you for dill, not fennel.
Manana stares out of a window.
I'm talking to you. Don't you even know the difference between dill and fennel?
I'm sorry, but I'm not sure I know the difference.
I asked
hey,
for dill.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
you're looking
gosh.
Younger every
Tell
day.
Me who's here?
Soso's doctors. Sam Karadzi's father and son. I'm sorry I didn't get you a present, but I'll buy you anything you want as soon as I get a job.
I don't What's need this? Presents, so you just worry
Starving.
About yourself.
Dinner be ready soon?
You're always hungry. Just make sure you provide for your own family. Assuming someone will marry you at all. And don't worry, she'll
She's
survive
She's been grumbling nonstop
present.
All day.
You sit in front of the computer all day long. As soon as he gets up, he rushes over to that thing.
Am I hurting anybody?
Yes, yourself.
Oh.
Lasha drinks from a jar.
Use a glass for the tea. And put it back where you found it. There are stains all over the fridge from your sloppiness.
Cut the stress, please. What do you want from us?
Once in a while.
Hey, be careful.
You be careful.
Why don't you get a haircut, kid? You can't even see where you're going with that mop.
You're here. They're all waiting for you in the living room.
They're waiting for me?
Who else would they be waiting for? It's your birthday. Lamara, would you rinse this, please?
Soso sets down a pitcher. He opens a closet and pulls out a bouquet of flowers. Soso presents them to Manana.
Here.
She takes them.
That's lovely.
Did you see where he hid them? Don't they need any water?
Come on in.
Me?
Of course you.
No,
but
so
asking
I don't want
for
to,
you,
honestly.
Manana.
You're driving me crazy.
Put these down.
Look,
they'll
I'm
be okay here. Lamara, would you take
no,
care
so,
of these?
Please, I can't.
Here she is. There's the birthday girl.
Thank you for coming.
Birthday girl.
Congratulations.
Hi. Yes.
Happy A quartet performs. A balding man kisses Manana's hand. She nods. He pats Soso's shoulder. Soso holds his arm around Manana. The balding man talks with a man in a sweater. They walk away. Lasha mimes the singers. He steps away.
She's on the phone.
Manana.
Thank you.
Manana rushes out of the room and approaches the front door. She opens it. A family enters. A girl hugs her.
Look who's here. Happy birthday.
Hello, my dear.
Grandma.
I tell her every day.
Hi, beautiful.
How are you doing, Bella?
Look at my little thing.
How are you?
I'm so happy.
I got tired of waiting for you. I'm sorry.
I didn't try.
But look who's here. That's my little angel.
That's Casey's medicine. What do you think about that?
All right. Don't everybody stand up and watch.
Oh, don't be silly.
It's just a pleasure.
I'm happy I found it.
There's so many people here tonight.
Manana holds another bouquet. She looks toward the living room. Her gaze falls. Later in the kitchen, Lamara sits with a brown-haired woman. Two young girls walk through a doorway.
You see what I mean? It's like I was saying.
One of the girls sits on a man's lap.
If you had taken the one on the floor, it would have doubled in value by now. You didn't think it would appreciate by as much as it did. I understand that.
The family sits around a table.
Oh,
Soso nods.
These guys are experts when it comes to this sort of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. The kids are exhausted.
I'm not sleepy. I'm awake.
Okay, so.
Come on.
They have school tomorrow. They have to get up early.
Please, I'm talking here, all right?
Rizzo. It's really late.
Okay, we'll go. Just a moment. If you've all finished drinking, I have something to say. We're going to throw a little in the glass here. Keep going, Dawit, because I want some music under what I'm going to say. I'm going to make a toast to my sister, one of the most beautiful, the loveliest, the kindest person in all the world.
Soso stands.
I don't know anyone like her. She's one of a kind. She was, she is, and she always will be. What else can I say? Cheers to our Manana.
Soso walks away from the table.
Honey?
He finds Manana outside.
Join us for a minute. Just this once. Come on, please. Does it really make you so unhappy to see them? They're all good people. Just come and sit with me for 15 minutes. Is that so difficult? That's it, nothing more. I swear. Nobody will be spending the night here, believe me. What am I going to have to do? Beg you? Please, come on.
Rizzo, where are you?
Don't worry, I'll be right there. At least come in for Rizzo, for your own brother.
Manana looks up at Soso.
I swear on the lives of Lasha and Nino. I'll send everybody away in an hour. Nobody will be here for the night. I swear to God. Just come in. Sit for 15 minutes or so and then leave.
Good.
Good what?
Never mind. They're asking for you. You better go in.
Manana casts her gaze downward. Soso turns.
What's the matter with you?
He walks back into the house. Manana turns and looks away. Inside, Manana takes off her shawl.
The president, who, when asked by reporters what the fiscal changes would bring...
Bravo, you came just in time.
She sits at the empty table. Soso turns off the television.
Wouldn't it have been better to come in 5 minutes earlier? The chicken was perfect. You would have loved it. There was enough for you, and we wouldn't have been ashamed offering our guests an empty table.
Don't tell me there's no chicken left. I'm starving.
How could you be starving?
This is a disaster.
Weren't you here? Didn't you eat anything?
Lasha sits.
Did Nino and Baka go to bed?
Yeah, a while ago.
I'm just wondering about something. About my friends who were here tonight. I wonder what they're thinking of me now. Yeah, they came over to show their respect for you. They sang songs. And you let them leave without even saying goodbye. Is that acting normal according to you?
I didn't invite those people, did I? Whoever invites the guests should be with the guests, right?
Is that what you really think, Manana? And who exactly were those guests? Was your brother one of these guests?
Was Rizzo alone? Am I wrong? You invited 20 people when I specifically asked you not to.
Come on, don't exaggerate.
Rizzo wouldn't have been offended. He would have understood that I was in no mood for any kind of party.
But what's the big deal? Did something terrible happen? Did someone die? Why weren't you there?
Manana. Cheer up, it's your birthday. What's so awful about celebrating your birthday?
It's not her birthday anymore. It's after midnight now.
That's not the point. And don't be a smart mouth.
What did
you
I say that was so wrong?
You see how he talks to me? You think it's easy dealing with that every
day?
He does
Lamar,
it on purpose
it
just to irritate me.
So don't let it get to you then.
That's easy for you to say.
You see?
You don't have to
it
listen
never
to
ends.
It all day.
Can't you see you're making something out of nothing with these problems? I mean, how do you arrive at that point? Do you get some kind of weird pleasure out of it?
I can't live in this house anymore. I have to get out.
Oh, it's like we're all nasty, terrible people in this house and we can't wait to tear her apart. Just relax, we're adults talking here. You might learn something. Evidently, we're so unpleasant that she's forced to pack and leave this house. Huh? There's no reason for her to threaten us.
Come on, Soso dear. Just leave her alone. Forget it. You know perfectly well where she gets it from. I've never in all these years been able to understand my husband. What makes him happy? What makes him sad? Absolutely impossible.
Now students leave Manana's classroom. A petite girl with long black hair walks toward the door.
Have a good day. Chigo Gidze. Yes, teacher? I'd like to talk to you.
Chigo Gidze steps toward Manana.
Why have you missed so many classes?
Chigo Gidze averts her gaze.
Please.
Well, I had a few problems.
And exactly what sort of problems can a 17-year-old girl have all of a sudden that make her miss an entire month of school? Were you sick or something?
She hangs her head.
Come on.
My husband and I got divorced.
What do you mean, divorced? What did you marry, for heaven's sake?
Actually, it was last semester.
Manana turns away from Chigo Gidze, then walks past her.
Wait here.
She closes the classroom door and steps behind Chigo Gidze.
Go ahead, sit down.
Manana guides her into a chair. Manana pulls up a chair and sits.
How are you doing now?
Okay.
What happened? Why did you divorce?
We just didn't understand each other much. We're very different in the way we see things. I guess it just didn't work out.
How old is he?
He turned 21 the day before yesterday.
Did you live together or with someone else?
Chigo Gidze pulls her bag strap from her shoulder.
Well, in the beginning we lived at his mother's house. But then we rented on our own. At first it was okay, but it didn't work out.
She puts her jacket on the back of the chair. Then she looks down.
If there was something I wanted, he didn't want it. If there was something he wanted, I didn't want it. So I told him it wasn't going to work out and that I was leaving.
And what did he do?
Chigo Gidze hangs her head.
I just want to say something. If you say no, I think it should be no. It shouldn't look like you don't mean what you say. Otherwise, why say it? I know plenty of girls who do that. They tell their boyfriends they're leaving and then they end up getting together again. I think once you say it, you should do it. That's my opinion anyway. Do you agree with any of this?
Yes.
Manana stands. She walks around Chigo Gidze.
Okay.
Chigo Gidze puts her purse strap over her shoulder.
This is the material we've covered in class. Study it and make sure you get ready for the test. Attend all the classes, okay?
Chigo Gidze takes the textbook.
Thank you, I really appreciate it.
Don't mention it.
She leaves. Manana turns toward her desk. Now a man pushes a cart through a market. Manana steps around him as he passes. She turns a corner. Vendors tend to stands of produce. Manana stops at a stand. She examines a bunch of herbs.
Sorry, is this fennel or dill?
Can't you see it isn't fennel? It's dill, real dill.
Right.
Nothing but the best.
Just asking. Could I have a bag, please?
The vendor hands Manana a plastic bag.
How much are the cucumbers?
3 a kilo.
Where are they from, Lagerdecki?
Of course.
Uh-huh. All right, then give me 1 kilo.
Another woman buys at the stand. Manana lifts up her bag. She grabs another bunch of herbs and looks at them. Manana takes tomatoes out of her bag.
Sorry.
Okay, whatever you want.
She walks away from the stand empty-handed and heads through the market. At home, Manana closes a closet in Nino's room. She carries an armful of clothes through the house into the living room, where Lasha, Vako, and Otar sit. Soso stands in the exterior doorway. Manana puts down the clothes and walks to the dresser. Nino stands next to her.
Has anyone done anything to hurt you?
No.
Manana walks away.
Dad, will you please explain what's happening? We want to know what's going on. Why is she doing this?
Don't keep it all bottled up inside, Mom. Tell us if someone hurt you.
If you want to leave for a while, or you have some work to do, or just want to take a break from us...
I told you already.
It's okay, you
can tell us. I made my decision. I'm not just leaving for a while. I'm leaving for good.
Wait a sec. Did you really rent an apartment? You're going to live all alone in a rented apartment?
Manana opens a bag's flap and sets clothes inside.
I can't understand why she doesn't like living here.
She puts another shirt in the bag.
Mom, please tell us who hurt you.
Lamara holds a cloth on her forehead.
Was it you, Dad?
Watch your mouth, boy.
Manana walks to the table.
Did you hurt her, Baco?
Why would I hurt her?
How would I know?
She gathers books.
I didn't hurt you, did I?
It's got nothing to do with you.
So what is it then? Why won't you tell us anything?
Manana walks out of the living room, then back in past Soso.
Mom, I asked you a question.
Maybe she doesn't want to answer your question. Let her keep her privacy to herself.
It's incredible how he can remain so calm with what's going on. She's leaving the house right in front of us. Leaving her whole family behind. And he says let her keep it to herself. He's driving me crazy. I don't believe it. I'm going mad. Manana. Okay, you don't respect your parents. You don't respect your children. Tell your husband at least why you're going away. What happened? Are you saying we don't have any right to know?
I told you already. I rented an apartment and it's in the Varkatili district. I'm moving in there today. I don't want to live with you anymore. The children are grown up now. They can look after themselves fine.
Done,
what are we supposed to tell people? That our parents decided to get divorced?
Nina, wake up and start acting your age. Deal with your own family and stop worrying about your parents.
Lasha, go and call Rezo. He knows...
Is Rezo my boss or my judge? Better he deals with his own family instead of sticking his nose into ours.
Call
you can't tell
Lasha.
Me what to do. I don't believe you'll try to make Rezo into some kind of judge. It's
like
ridiculous.
This. You have responsibilities.
Listen, I'm a
you
grown woman.
Stop
treating me like a little girl,
like
all right?
Vacation. Call
Rezo.
Your uncle now.
Do it.
You think I'm going to be scared if he comes over?
Wait. Wait just a second. I want to tell you something. Manana, I'm just wondering, so don't get angry. I was just wondering why you're going away.
I don't have to explain what I'm doing to you. If anything, I'll tell Soso what's going on. Leave me alone.
Explain what to Soso? That you're abandoning him? That you're leaving your home, your parents, your children? Who's going to take care of your husband after you run off somewhere?
What do I care? It's not my problem. If he wants to move somewhere else, he's free to go. I'm not stopping him,
you
okay?
You better believe I'll go.
Look, you see? He can take care
I'll
of himself.
I'll take care of myself. I don't need a babysitter.
Manana, what is it you don't like about your husband? Please, tell me. It's important that I know. Eh? What's wrong with him? You can't say he drinks. He's not a drunkard. When he does drink, he does it in moderation, like we all do, I mean.
Please, come on.
Manana. Manana, he's not a thief or some kind of robber. He's not a criminal. He's not a drug addict. What other qualities are you looking for in a man? He adores both his children. He's never raised a finger against you. You should see what the other husbands do to their wives when no
I'm
one's
not
around.
Interested in what other husbands are doing.
Of course you're not. What do you care that everything was offered to you like that? You don't appreciate anything because you never had to work for it. It's been that way your whole life. You got married, you went off to school, you started working, you lived your life undisturbed, you gave birth, you did no housework, you didn't even have to raise your own children, because I did. I've been your servant for your entire life.
Am
well,
I
that's
the
not
one who
gonna
asked
happen
to be my
anymore.
Servant for life?
Yelling,
am I the one
right?
Who
forever. Be quiet.
Leave me alone from now on.
You should have seen what kind of a husband your father was. You haven't the slightest
just
idea what
alone.
It was like. We
that's
raised
all I'm
you and Rizzo under the worst hardships, and now this is the
I want to be left alone,
get.
Is that clear?
Lamara, take it
no,
easy.
And you can't make me. You are not going anywhere.
Yes, I
and
am leaving.
That.
And you can't stop me.
All right, this is getting way out of hand. Take her into the other room.
Don't.
Lamara, leave her alone.
Give her
back. Let her be.
You're not going anywhere.
Come on,
let's get
out of here.
Come on.
You're
not going anywhere, Manana. Relax.
Manana, what's going on?
There's no reason for you to be here. This is between me and my daughter.
Grandma,
your husband. Grandma, you disgrace your children,
Grandma,
and your parents.
Just move, okay?
It's not
get
right.
Her out. Come on,
you
come
can't
on.
Do this. You're
calm down.
Disgracing us.
I'll take care of this.
Let me go.
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 Now a boy chases another boy on a bike. Manana and a man unload her things from a car. In the apartment, Manana stands on the balcony looking out. A bag rests on a table. A folded blanket lies in a box. A man sets a box on the table. Manana turns and walks back into the apartment. She opens her purse, takes out her wallet, and offers cash to the man.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Goodbye.
The man leaves. Manana walks into an empty room. She stares out through the windows of a closed balcony door. Manana turns. She looks around the space and takes her purse from her shoulder. Manana sits in a chair facing the balcony door. Now Manana wrings a cloth into a bucket of water. She places a pole through a hole in the cloth and lets the cloth fall. Manana mops. Now she wipes the table with a rag. She wipes the bottom of her purse, finishes wiping the table, and sets her purse down. Manana wipes a guitar case. She unzips the case and holds the guitar by its neck. Then she touches a broken string. Manana moves her finger down the neck. On the balcony, she shakes out a patterned cloth. Manana adjusts the chair's position. The cloth covers the chair. She pulls the cloth down over the chair's arm. In a restaurant, Manana sits at a table. Rezo sits across from her.
I want you to listen carefully to what I have to say.
Rezo, I'm not a little girl. I know what I'm doing, all right?
You think you're better off now than before?
Sure.
Don't you think about Soso? I mean, don't you think it's strange leaving him to live alone together with Lamar and Oltar?
He can go live wherever he wants. Did I ask him to live with my mother and father?
Manana interlocks her fingers. Rezo looks downward.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want people going around talking about my sister. Do you want me to have to kill someone?
Rezo, I don't understand why what I might do should create problems for you.
I don't understand why you got this house. Why in this district?
I rented an apartment I could afford, that's all.
Rezo holds his palms upward.
Okay. Tell me this. I want to know how much the rent is and how much you earn.
Rezo, I'm not going to die of hunger. I can tutor some children if necessary. Plenty of graduates ask for private lessons.
Rezo fiddles with a cigarette on the table.
Does anyone support you financially?
What? If you mean paying my way, no.
I don't know, a guy, your friends. Maybe you could be seeing someone.
Seeing someone? What are you talking about?
Who's that strange guy in your class?
Why are you talking to me like that? He's one of my colleagues, Gogi Sekhniashvili. He teaches Georgian language and literature. You treat me as though I was a child or something. I don't need anybody to protect me or keep tabs on me. I'm a grown woman. You just take care of yourself and your family. You just leave me alone, all of you.
Rezo tilts his head.
All right, whatever you like.
He stands and grabs his jacket from the back of the seat.
You need a lift to Varkatili.
I'm not going home yet, thank you.
Rezo leaves. He comes back to the table.
Manana, I'm going over to your house this Sunday. Why don't you come too? We'll sit and talk together.
Don't you think we talked about it already? There's no need for me to go over to the house. Everyone's angry. They don't listen.
He sits.
Manana, I'm begging you, please. Just do this for me, okay? All we'll do is sit around. Talk quietly and calmly about this whole thing. Please respect me this once. Do this for me. And I swear I'll never bother you or ask anything else of you again.
In the apartment, Manana sleeps on a twin bed. She remains still. Manana stirs. She lifts herself up and sits on the edge of the bed. Manana pulls two pieces of hair from her face and puts them in her bun. Now she looks through a peephole in the door.
Who is it?
Gas service.
Manana opens the door.
Oh, you're someone else. Related to Miranda at all, are you?
No, I just moved in here.
Ah, I thought you were her sister or relative or something. Did you ever meet Miranda at all?
No.
Ah, she was a good girl. Very nice, actually. But you know what she did? Do you know what happened here? She tried to poison herself by sticking her head in the oven. It was a big deal. Oh, it was terrible. Police, firemen, ambulance, reporters, television, everything. Poor thing. Her nerves were shot to hell.
The gas inspector opens a balcony door and steps outside. Curtains blow in the wind. Manana covers her face with her hands. Now a vendor hands her a sandwich through a window. Manana places coins on the counter.
Thanks a lot.
She walks away. A van passes. Across the street, Vako walks with a woman. He kisses her. Vako spots Manana as he crosses the street. He stops and leads the woman to a taxi. Vako and the woman get in. The taxi drives off. Manana watches. Next, she steps out of an elevator. Manana enters her apartment and closes the door behind her. She pulls items from a bag. Manana takes out her phone. She sets down the bag. Manana looks up from the phone. She drops it and walks away. Manana drinks a glass of water and stares through the balcony door. She lowers the glass. Manana looks down. She picks up the phone and stares at it. Manana brings the phone to her ear.
Hi, Nino, it's me. How are you doing?
Manana looks out through the door.
Where are you? Are you okay? I just called to see how you were. Oh, okay, sure. You go ahead. Take care. Kisses to you, too.
Manana ends the call. She sits. Manana turns toward the balcony, outside of the school.
Manana. Manana. How are you doing?
What's going on, Vako?
Vako walks with Manana.
If you're not in too much of a hurry, I'd like to talk to you for a second.
Manana stops and looks back at Vako.
What do you want?
Over here if we could. Thanks.
Vako and Manana walk around a corner.
First thing is, I'm really sorry to have to come here out of nowhere like this to bother you, but there's no way I can talk to anybody at home about this situation. And besides, What you saw the other day isn't what you think. It's actually...
Paco, there's no reason to explain anything to me.
You'd be really good if we could keep this between us and not say anything to Nino about it. Wait, let's talk about it a little.
Don't put me in this situation. You've got to settle this yourselves. I certainly wouldn't appreciate it if my mother interfered in my relationship with my husband. The most important thing you have to do now is
talk to Nino.
Sure, I will,
but I just wanted to let you know not to tell her anything before I can explain the way things are. I mean, it would only complicate things a lot
more. Don't try to settle this with me, Vaku. Because I can't offer you any hope or guarantees. Go and talk it out with my daughter.
Okay.
I really have to get going.
Please don't say anything to her.
Now Manana walks up a staircase. She opens the door. Her family waits inside.
There you are.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
Fine, more or less.
Good.
Hi.
What's up?
Come on in.
Manana kisses Nino.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Uncle Vasa.
Hello, dear. You okay?
Fine, Uncle Zahar.
Good to see you.
Dad, how are you?
Manana kisses a woman at the table.
Aunt Mary.
Merciful heaven.
What's going on with everyone? You all look like someone just died.
Oh, you don't know the half of it. It's worse than death. Much worse.
Do you not feel well?
Oh, terrible. It was terrible.
If you're feeling so badly, you should call a doctor, not invite your relatives over.
Oh, leave me alone.
I invited these people over today.
Really?
We want to talk to you. That's the plain truth. We're a family, after all, aren't we?
You want to talk to me, do you?
Rezo nods.
All right, then, I'm listening. Talk away. I'm all ears.
Tell me, please. Why is it you think we all want to hurt
No,
you?
I don't think that.
Look at Donald. When he heard about you and Sosa, he couldn't sleep for 2 nights. He was so worried.
Oh, come on. You were worried about me?
Manana, we grew up together. You're like a big sister to me. You know that.
I know.
I feel really uncomfortable interfering like this. I respect Sosa, believe me, but I want to tell you one thing. I wouldn't be able to forgive anyone for hurting you.
No, I'm sure Sosa hasn't done anything to
you. That's all I wanted to say, nothing else.
I thank you for your concern, but no one has done anything to hurt me. All of you, there's nothing to worry about, nothing at all.
For God's sake, Dotto, sit down and stop causing trouble. And stop pacing up and down like that. Nobody here has done anything to hurt Manana, so stop saying things like that.
Manana, there are some elderly people at this table. I beg you to listen to them. You never know. They might say something wise. You might even agree. If not, then ignore it and we'll leave you alone.
Okay.
Manana, please don't be angry with Rezo. He did the right thing by calling us. Shouldn't he have called us?
Manana shrugs.
You know, you can talk to us whenever you want. It's our duty to help each other out whenever one of the family is in need.
Neither I nor my husband are in need of absolutely anything at the moment. Really, stop worrying about us, will you?
My dear, Soso is so utterly devastated. He looks like some sort of ghost or something. I can't believe you haven't noticed it.
Mom.
Don't interrupt, dear.
All right. Listen, I'm a part of the family, too.
Thanks, Nino. I just want to say one thing.
Can I give you some wine?
I just had my 79th birthday last month, you know. I've seen many, many things in my long life, yeah?
Vaco, but this
one,
enough, please.
One thing I can tell you for sure. Manana.
Rezo, you want some?
In this world, there exists no family anywhere with no problems.
There are always
all.
Sure, problems. That, it's perfectly Roughly, normal
thanks.
To have problems.
Mr. Vaja, would you like a drink?
Have problems.
Vaco pours a drink.
I mean, obviously, I have nothing to do with it. But, it seems like a complex situation.
Manana and the elders stare at Vaco.
I want to tell you something else.
Please, go ahead.
Think very carefully. In fact, you should think carefully more than once. Manana, I was about to say that as well. Think it all over. Analyze the options you have available. This is very embarrassing for your family.
Uncle Sauer, let's stop this now.
Manana stands.
Oh, now, Manana, dear. Let's all be honest. You're at the age when you should be thinking about having grandchildren, not quarreling with your husband.
Please, Aunt Mary, it's my business with whom I quarrel or whom I make peace with.
Oh, my goodness, this is
awful. I'd like to know how my behavior embarrasses this family, Uncle Sauer. Do you really believe that?
I'm sorry, Manana.
I didn't mean it like that.
Then I don't understand.
Manana, look.
Enough,
Rezo. You can't
Rezo,
just walk away like that.
First.
Mary follows Manana into another room.
Manana. Aunt Mary,
Manana,
what is it now?
I just want to know why it is. Why you left your family now. Right in this moment. I just can't get my head around it.
Mary, look, it doesn't matter, really.
You might
don't
not understand what
her.
My reasons are for leaving.
He's totally
but that doesn't
ridiculous.
Oblige me to explain
right.
them.
Right.
Now take Katino.
Me?
She's
what
an
do
excellent
I have to do with
example.
Any of this?
She's never been divorced in her life.
Well?
She has no children to take care of. She's well
why
educated.
Is she saying
we already
this?
Know this. Get
a
to the point.
Why? Degree. And for what? She's still unmarried, even though she is a terrific girl. It's
I don't
too
believe
difficult.
You're saying this.
It's so hard.
Don't even
you
bother
have
answering.
Such a good husband.
I'm used to it.
Such
don't worry.
A good...
I'm surprised to discover that my husband has so many ardent fans among my relatives.
So is a wonderful
don't you start
woman.
To.
Please stop.
Now you're being unreasonable.
I think you're
you
ungrateful.
Shouldn't talk to her.
Completely
like that.
Ungrateful.
Mary, I know what the reasons
Mary,
are for leaving
out.
My husband.
She gets it all right.
That's all that matters to me.
I was only wondering. I was wondering
Rezo,
why
please
she
tell her to stop it.
What do you want me to say? She's got a right to express how she feels.
Even if what she says is totally wrong.
That's why you're crying.
And I guess that's just the point of view I'd expect
from you. Fantasizing about it.
I say you should take care of Soso before he does anything strange. A man who's out of his mind is capable of doing anything.
Soso can look after himself.
He might be able to
take care of himself.
But if you force a man past his breaking point, there'll be hell to pay.
What breaking point? This is insane. Save your disaster marriage.
I know what I'm saying. You think you know better?
Just keep
to
yourself.
I understand.
All this conjecture is doing nothing except uselessly stirring up everybody's
enough.
Emotions. Keep your opinions
they
to yourself. Soso and Manana can deal with their problems
wait,
just fine.
Just a second.
All right?
Now, are you saying that we don't have the right to express
our
opinions like everybody else?
There's more problems
your house.
Than there already are.
If
just
we don't solve their problems, who
stop
will?
Her over the head.
Listen,
that's
you're still just kids. There are a lot of things you haven't had a chance to understand yet.
You're really sure about that?
You mean I don't understand any of what's going on here?
Thank you, Doctor.
Didn't do understand everything.
It's okay. Let it go. All right.
You watch your mouth,
Mom.
Thank
you,
Mom. I think you're
concerned about
this,
but I really have to go now.
They're not going to leave you this year. Mom, I'm so sorry it's ending like this.
I just don't want any more quarreling over my actions.
I'm fine. Don't worry about me. Call me.
Manana leaves. In her apartment, she cuts a slice of cake and puts it on her plate. She grabs a fork, licks her fingers, and walks out of the kitchen. Manana approaches a radio. She turns a dial. Manana carries her cake into the bedroom. She stands in the balcony doorway. Trees sway outside. Manana sits. She eats a bite of cake. Manana looks around the room. She breaks off a piece of cake with her fingers and eats it. Manana eats another piece with her fork. She grabs a mug from a coffee table and sips. Manana sets down her mug. She eats another piece of cake. Now Manana walks through the market. She approaches a shop.
Hi, a bunch of coriander, spinach, and tarragonches. Ooh, it smells good.
Manana reaches in her purse.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
She takes her bag at a cheesemonger.
That looks like a good one, thanks.
A woman in glasses and an apron stares at Manana.
I need some bacon.
The woman steps forward.
Manana? Nato?
How are you, girl?
Oh, you're not going to believe how much I've thought of you all this time.
Oh, let me take a look
long
at
time
you.
No see.
Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God, you look great.
So do you.
You're more beautiful than you were before. Stop it. We were in school together. I haven't seen her in years.
So how are things? Are you still in Vizisi?
Oh, no. I haven't had that apartment for years. Come over here and talk to me.
Natalie leads Manana aside.
What did you sell it for?
Well, my husband made some poor decisions. We fell into debt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Believe me, we went through some terrible times, but I have to admit I was lucky. We came out of it on our feet.
Could I have
like I said, we were lucky.
Could
we
I have some of this cheese?
Pardon me?
This one over here.
Ask over there. She has some excellent cheese.
Please, I don't
She'll
want to
be able to help.
I can come another time if you want.
No. I haven't seen you in so long. I prefer to talk to you.
What did you do after you sold the house?
It was tough in the beginning. It really was. My husband and I had no home, no place to. But over time, we were able to buy a little land, then a house, and now I have a small farm and even started my own business.
Oh my God, that's great. You're doing so well.
I have nothing to complain about, actually.
Do you mind if I get through here?
I really am in the way here.
I'm sorry, we can't talk the way I'd like.
I'm so happy for you.
We're fine now. My husband's wise.
I wish you all the joy
in the place as much as he can.
That's nice.
But tell me about you now.
I'm still teaching high school for quite some time.
Tell me about your children. How are they?
Oh, no, coffee, thanks. My daughter got married recently.
Ah, you're so fortunate to have them. By the way, I saw Dalla Kishkini in Koshtari the other day.
I haven't seen them in ages.
We were chatting about this and that, and they asked after you. They wanted your number.
My number?
At Tisneri, they're organizing a class reunion.
Where Musurite lives.
At Musurite's house.
Imagine that. It's wonderful.
Do you have any idea how long it's been since we left school?
Who could remember that far back?
Over 35 years.
Can't be 35 years. We haven't been around that long. What about your two girls?
What can I say? They've always been great. They've always lived up in the stratosphere. You're never going to find them here. Package of cheese like me. But they're good girls. They're happy. They're healthy.
Oh, well, that's the most important thing, that you're happy and that everything's going well. I'm thrilled I ran into you.
Take my phone out of my pocket.
Okay, wait just a minute. And I'll get it.
Call me so I have your number.
Now I have it.
Look, this is where
my number is. What do I have to
do? Yeah, right here.
Now a van parks near a stand. Manana climbs out. She carries books and walks past men loitering at the stand. Manana slows, then continues onward.
Rezo, what are you doing here?
How are you?
Rezo kisses Manana's cheek.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I figured you might be angry with me, so I decided to drop by for a visit to see how you were. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see where you were living now, how it's working out and everything. Can I see the place?
Yeah, sure, you can.
Why don't you invite me up?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Now Rezo follows Manana.
This is it. I'm on the fourth floor.
No offense, but do you really think it was a good idea moving into a hole like this?
Come on, don't start that again.
How the hell do you get to work every day?
Getting to school is easy. I take public transport every day. It's a breeze. It's a good neighborhood, really.
Unbelievable.
It is. The air's better here, too. I'll just get some fruit.
You'll see. And remember, I'm the one who told you. You're gonna be out of this place in no time.
Okay.
Manana grabs a produce bag. She scans a fruit stand. She puts fruit in her bag. Rezo stands nearby. A vendor steps outside with apples.
Good afternoon. Some new apples.
Hey, look who it is. Good to see you.
Do you live here?
Yeah, I moved in a while ago.
How are things going for you?
You know, up and down.
Hi, sorry, Rezo. Rezo, nice to meet you.
He's a good guy.
Hey there.
Believe me. How are your kids?
Hey, you know how it is. They're growing up, getting older.
Damn, it's great to see you, know that?
You mind if I talk to you?
I'll be right back.
One second, sir.
Rezo leads a bald man away from the group of loiterers.
Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I just, my sister just moved into this building. See, you know people around here. You've been here long enough.
Sure.
I mean, she's alone. She's living alone. It's like this. She's kind of having a difficult time with her family these days. It's not my brother-in-law. It's some other stuff. He's a good guy. Everything will turn out okay. But there are so many assholes in this world, and I don't want them giving her any trouble. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the only thing that worries me.
Manana steps out of the shop and grabs a bag. Now Rezo walks through the apartment.
Come on in. The coffee's ready.
He enters the kitchen.
Try the cake. It's really delicious.
Rezo sits. Manana closes the fridge.
I just know you're going to get sick of this place soon. It's inevitable. Why don't you just admit it?
You sound like you're putting the evil eye on me. I feel wonderful here.
Manana folds a towel. Rezo leans forward on the table.
All right, whatever you want.
Manana pours from a small pot into a teacup.
But you should still know one thing.
What?
If you ever think of moving, I'll pack up all your stuff and bring it over to your house in an instant. I'll take care of it, just ask. I swear I'll never hold it against you. You have my word of honor on that.
Thank you. Should I ever decide to move, you'll be the first one I call. But I'm not going anywhere, Rezo. I'm perfectly happy where I am now.
Now Manana walks into a street market.
Well, I think you're right.
Excuse me. I'm looking for some guitar strings. Do you know where I can find any?
You might find some down over there.
Thank you very much.
Manana continues through the market. She approaches a guitar vendor.
Is it a seven string?
Sure is.
I'm looking for a seven string if you have one. Is that it?
Yep, and this one too.
Manana examines a loop of guitar string.
I'll check the length.
She unfurls it and measures it against her arm.
Good. I think that'll be okay. The price?
Two lorries, please.
Manana takes out her wallet and pulls out coins.
Thank you very much.
At a doctor's office, Manana sits with Nino.
You have absolutely nothing to worry about. You couldn't be in more perfect condition to have a child. These kids amaze me. They tie themselves up in knots for no reason whatsoever. Now, I want you to continue with the folic... Tell her she can come in if she wants. I want you to continue with the folic acid.
You can
acid.
Come in now.
That's one tablet of folic acid per day. No more than one per day. Maintain a healthy lifestyle. Let me reiterate exactly what that is. That's proper nutrition and clean air.
So can he come over after school? Wow, that's cool.
On the street, Manana walks with Nino.
Would you say it's normal for me not to be pregnant yet? I mean, it's been a year already. You think it could be psychological?
Come on, Nino. Don't blow it out of proportion. What's your hurry? It'll happen.
How long was it for you after you got married?
Oh, about maybe 6 months.
There, you see? I'm telling you, there's something wrong.
Oh, come on, Nino. What could be wrong? You should look at things a little differently.
Manana walks with her arm hooked with Nina's.
You know, it might be good that you haven't gotten pregnant yet.
Oh, why good?
Well, you're young. You could go somewhere to study or just travel. It doesn't take much money to do that. You've plenty of time to have a child. In the meantime, you and Vako can get to know each other much better, and that way you'll understand whether you're meant for each other or not, because all of that takes a lot of time and effort.
Do you have any doubts about us? Because if you do, you better tell me right now. Is that what you're saying to me?
Hang on, Nino.
You know what's really going on? You had problems with Dad and you left him, but that doesn't necessarily mean I should do the same thing with Vako, right?
Darling, I would never suggest that you do.
Project your problems onto others. That's why you think so.
Calm down, Nino.
I've lived with him for a year and I'm supposed to get to know him better?
There's no reason for you to be angry, okay?
Listen, just stop interfering in my life and I can go to the doctors by myself, too.
Yes,
I'm sure you can, but... You're so negative and destructive. You're like Otar.
Hey, what's wrong with you today? I'm only trying to do what I think is best for my daughter. Don't be angry, please. Otherwise, there's no way we can talk to each other.
Tell me how you're doing. How's the apartment? Do you like it there?
A pair of girls run. Manana turns a corner.
Run, quickly.
Manana follows two other girls inside a building. In the apartment, she sits at her kitchen table looking down at a notepad. Manana turns a page. She makes a note. Now she pours eggs into a pan. Manana mixes the eggs with a wooden spoon. She wipes her hands with a towel. tosses the towel on the table, and grabs a glass of wine. Manana sips. Now she unpacks books and magazines from a box. Manana finds a notepad and lifts the cover. She stares down at it. Manana stands. She walks across the room, flipping pages in the pad. Manana sits and reads. She flips through pages. Manana stares down at a page and folds the cover back. She moves a plate and her glass and sets the pad on a tray. Manana picks up her guitar and looks down at the pad. She plays. Manana adjusts her position. Now headlights on a taxi shine. Manana and Nato get out.
Thank you very much. Everyone's probably there already.
Is this it?
Just breathe the air here.
No, I don't think this is it.
Doesn't look like it.
Did we get out too early? Oh, wait a minute. I think that must be it over there.
Ah, so nice here.
It's been so long.
My heart's pounding.
I'll bet.
Manana and Nato walk down a road.
Manana.
What?
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Don't tell anyone about the market.
What's wrong with the market?
Nothing, but still, well, you know.
Really?
Really.
Okay, whatever you want.
Manana holds her hand on Nato's back.
You think they got a hold of everybody?
I sure hope so.
They approach a house.
Hey, ladies!
Manana and Nato greet a gathering crowd. A woman stands at the head of a table.
Now that I've heard your wonderful toast, I'd like to propose one, too. Some of your friends are, unfortunately, not able to be with us here today. Asatiani, Abduladze, Adamia, Okruashvili, Uchava, God bless her forever. But now, my dears, I want to drink a toast to all of you, that all of you will go on. that you live the lives your classmates weren't able to. To your happiness, your health, and prosperity. 100 more years of this. 100 more years. 100 more years.
Let's recall that even if they weren't ordinary people, they weren't able to reach the mountainous peak. For this, they couldn't get a foothold in life's maddening world. And so they left us to our fortune. God bless them.
Raginda vedma mim tronos, Raginda vedma mim tronos, Raginda, Raginda vedma mim tronos, Raginda vedma mim tronos, Raginda.
The white-haired man who gave the toast steps away from the table. He hugs another man. The white-haired man walks behind Manana and another woman and puts his hand on their shoulders. Manana pats it. He kisses them both and stands behind them. Now Manana drinks with a group of women.
Fabulous wine.
Don't give me any more. I'm so drunk.
Come on,
what am I going to do?
I'm drunk too, but it's this one's fault. She said she was taking me home. You are taking me home,
I will be taking you home.
You have to tell me everything. How you're doing, what your kids
Everybody's
are up
doing
to,
fine.
How So-So is.
So is he.
Was So-So angry that we got together without our spouses? I'll bet he would have loved to be at this party.
Oh, don't worry about him. He has so many parties, he doesn't know what
no.
to do.
Please, let's not start in about me.
There's not much difference between them and small children. Is your daughter Nino married yet or not?
She was married a year ago.
How old is she?
She just turned 23.
Dear no. God, I can't believe she's
But
that
I'm
old.
Not a
possible.
Grandmother yet.
There's plenty of time for us to become
Obviously.
Grandmother.
Lasha, my son, is still a student. He's 20 years old. And I recently left So-So.
The women turn to each other.
So, I found another place and I live alone now.
I can't believe it, really.
No, you did what?
You know, I'm hearing only bad
news. This is just incredible.
Let's go to know you do something like that.
Why did you leave him?
That takes some courage, I'll
It
say.
Wasn't easy, that's for sure.
Wait a minute, which house? I know you were living with your mother, so where are you now?
I don't live there anymore. I rented an apartment by myself.
And So-So, where is he?
Actually, he's with my parents still. I rented an apartment, and he decided to stay with them.
Uh-huh. What's so surprising about that? They've always adored him, like one of the family.
On.
He's been more like a son to them.
But I do have to say this about
it,
though.
Don't you think?
I've always wanted to live alone, and it just feels so good.
You're just saying that. Admit it. Yes, you're going to get back together.
Was it over the financial situation?
You can tell us the truth.
Wait a minute. Does So-So have a job now?
Oh, yes. He's working for a company.
Did you argue about something?
Oh, no. There were no quarrels or arguments of any kind. No, nothing
Manana,
like that.
He wasn't violent, was he?
No.
Absolutely
of course not.
I know So-So perfectly well. He would never do anything like that.
How about sex? Was it okay? How was he in that department? He didn't want anal sex,
What are you talking
he?
About? He's not a pervert. Is that what you're saying?
Hey, haven't you heard that?
No,
it's like
what?
A disease.
Oh.
I know lots of women whose husbands ask for it all the time. Am I right?
Dundua divorced her husband just for that.
Uh-huh.
That's unbelievable.
It might
hey, girls,
be that it's happening.
Have you seen
everywhere.
Everywhere.
No, he must be outside.
Go look for him. But this is serious.
Does
we're
he don't
know
he's
in
here?
Go look, can't
Enough
you see already?
Why are you at
Go look for him outside. Go, 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 go.
That's
way,
even
a good
in school.
Boy.
So, listen, how is So-So about all this?
Oh, who cares about So-So, for goodness sake?
So-So's okay. He's getting used to it slowly but surely.
Listen, Manana. You suffered a lot with
That's
So-So.
Absolutely right.
Any other woman would not have put up with it for so long the way you did.
What do you mean?
Really, I can't imagine how you did. I wouldn't have been able to stay even one second more if I found out about something like that. No offense, Manana. I admire you to death. No, I do. But I would never have put up with a man like So-So for all the money in the world. You're an absolute saint.
It's not like that.
Oh, yes, of course.
You know, it's for the
like
family.
That.
You have to wait until the children leave school, they grow up, they get their lives going, then there's the financial situation,
wait a minute.
The usual
on,
stuff.
Up.
We
What's
all know
going
what that
on?
Is.
You
sound like you're speaking in code. What situation are we talking about here?
Oh, no.
You mean you never told
hey,
her the story?
What story?
Of course she doesn't about it. She has her head up in the clouds all the
you're
time.
You're totally
That's
in
why.
The dark.
I guess.
So-So was having an affair with a cousin of Teb Dorazzi's for years.
No way.
Oh, it was
no?
a long, long time ago, but she even had a child with him, a boy.
No.
Yeah, I'm thinking he must be 13 by now.
Could be 14
oh my
now.
God.
I'm sure he's 14.
Yeah, probably.
Do you know if the children ever keep in touch with each other at all?
You have to believe me. I have never heard a
Enough!
Thing about
Why are you making such a big production out of all of this? My God! She's divorced her husband. Leave it alone. It's over and done with. She's not interested in whoever her husband had an affair with years ago. She's moved on with their life, all right?
You know, my nephew's in the very same class as his.
Yes?
And? He looks so much like So-So. He's a very sweet kid, a little bit chubby, poor thing. Honestly, though, you can't put the blame on So-So. I mean, what can he do about it?
So-So does all he can to care for the boy, which is never an easy thing to do in that situation. He left the woman a long time ago.
Then what?
I have to say, she wasn't very nice at all. She forced him to choose between her and his wife, and he did the right thing, chose his wife, and left her.
Poor Manana, you've been through so much.
So-So went absolutely nuts for that girl, you know.
Manana holds her head down.
Don't you remember? He was always over at the Tebdorazzi's house.
I don't remember that.
Yes, you do. She had black, curly hair. For sure you saw her.
She was a pretty girl. Well, at least back then.
Come on, I wouldn't exactly call her pretty.
Why not?
Well, maybe, but I never liked her one bit.
Before you get into that, pour me another glass.
I say we toast to Manana. To her new life.
Here's to her new life. I wish
new
her all
Manana,
the best.
So new beginnings.
Starting out on her own now.
That's right, starting over.
Forget oh my God, best. I almost forgot. Girls, you are not going to believe what I just heard about Giacomo.
What happened now?
Come on, out with it.
Manana walks away from the group. She walks around the singing men on a patio. Manana enters another room filled with women.
And it was Blue!
In a bathroom, Manana cries. She wipes her eyes with her hand, then with a cloth. Manana brings her hand to her mouth. She moves to a door, closes it, and slides the lock. Manana turns away and leans against a wall. She presses her lips on the cloth. Now the white-haired man leads Manana into a room.
Hey, everybody! You promised me a song, madam, and now it's time for it.
No, I can't sing right now.
Let's go! Come on! Hey, come on! Follow me. David, come. There's gonna be some music. Hey! I need to borrow your guitar for a minute. Bless us, your reverence! Come on, let's go. My dear ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, you are hereby requested to listen, my friends. Can I have your attention, one and all, just for a moment of your time? Now then, this exquisite creature will now sing a magnificent song for us tonight. Manana, Wednesday. I haven't heard you sing in years.
Manana takes the guitar from the white-haired man.
Sing the way you used to. All want to hear you sing.
I'm probably going to make mistakes.
Can we have a little respectful silence for the artist here? Go ahead, Manana.
Please, I can't do this.
Yes, yes, you can.
Manana!
Come on, quiet, please.
Manana shifts her position and plays.
Oh, yes! I knew we could do it! Attica!
Uzine çebi vardı iğava ahla tereri ha. Ahlı sığarı mı garbi de gan gan garbi ha. Aba bit ha. Çemize garbi.
Now Manana gets out of a cab. She runs through pouring rain to her building. In the kitchen, the balcony door swings open. Manana sets down her purse and closes the balcony door. She walks through the dark kitchen and turns on a light. Strands of Manana's wet hair hang down. She leans against the table and takes off her shoes. Manana walks into her bedroom. She grabs a shawl from the bed and walks away. She stops. Manana wipes her face and hair with a towel. She walks forward. Manana turns on a light and enters the bathroom. She hangs up the towel. Then she walks to the sink. Manana reaches into the shower. In the kitchen, Manana stares through the windows in the balcony door. She drinks, then lowers her glass. Manana walks out of the kitchen. She grabs a box from the table. Manana reaches for the radio. She walks into her bedroom. She sits in front of the open balcony door with the box. Manana looks at a photo. She picks up another photo. Manana places another photo on top of the stack and stares down at it. She lifts her head. Manana drops the photos in the box. Cracks and chipped paint mark a door. Manana approaches. She hangs her head. Manana raises a finger and presses the doorbell. Manana starts to turn.
Who is it?
Gas service.
Who?
Gas service.
A heavy-set teen boy opens the door.
May I come in? Hmm?
Manana walks in past the heavy-set teen. She looks back toward him.
Where can I read the gas?
The meter's over there.
Manana follows the teen.
Datuna, who is it?
No, it's a gas service.
Ah. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
But if he didn't, then where did he go?
No!
On a balcony.
Meters on the wall over there.
Manana turns and walks slowly. Datuna steps to the railing.
Hey, Datuna!
Aren't you gonna come down?
No, I don't feel like it.
Manana looks over her shoulder at Datuna. She turns back. Manana puts on glasses. She looks at the meter. Manana takes off the glasses.
Thank you. I'm all finished here.
She walks back into the apartment.
Right, right. If he had, it would have been that way before now. Oh, wait. Hang on a second. Excuse me.
Manana turns.
Are you talking to me?
Who else would I be talking to? Don't I have to sign something?
She walks toward the woman.
You still there? I wasn't talking to you. It's just someone who came to read the meter. I mean, you don't even know what he does. So, does anyone know him at all? I mean, isn't it a little weird? How could you not ask him where he comes from? I mean, don't you even wonder what he wanted? Oh.
Sign here.
No. You're not? But you're not serious. So you didn't. No, I'm not. How could I? I've never been there. Just a sec. Sure, sure, sure. Okay, hang on. Let me just sign this thing for a minute. Sure. Uh-huh. Wait a second. What are you eating with that bread? Huh? You put that bread and chocolate away. Put it right back where you found it.
Mom, I'm hungry.
I'll fry some potatoes for you if you're hungry.
Just forget it. Leave me alone.
Don't you talk back. And show the lady out.
Datuna follows Manana.
Sometimes I get so angry with him, that boy drives me out of my mind. Maybe I should take him to see a nutritionist or a psychologist or something. What do you think? I have to do something because he's going to reach 100 kilos. And then what am I going to do?
You take care.
Yeah, you're probably
Bye.
Right.
Datuna closes the door. Now Manana walks outside. She walks between rows of thin trees. Her path veers. A bench stands nearby. Manana walks forward. In the apartment, Manana reaches in her purse. She pulls out her phone.
Hi, Lasha. At home. Everything's fine. How are you? Lasha, no, I can't come over right now. Tell me what's wrong. Look, I can't come now. I don't feel very well. Can't you just say what's going on?
Manana turns away from the balcony. She walks forward. Manana sits on the bed.
Are they at home? Okay, I'll be there.
Manana lowers the phone. She turns toward the balcony. At the house.
What's going on in here? What happened?
Lasha walks behind Manana. Soso squats on the floor. He stands. Manana sits in front of Otar.
Dad, what's with the bandage on your head? What's going on? Tell me what happened here.
She stares at Lamara and Lasha.
Nina threw a pan at Vako. Vako moved, and it hit Granddad.
Is there anything wrong with your head?
There's nothing wrong with his head.
How in the world would you know there's nothing wrong with my head? How dare you? Speak for others as though you know everything about everybody.
Calm down, Dad.
What calm down? I survived the communists.
Man, I don't think this thing's gonna work.
When those KGB bastards came for us.
Is it broken?
Of my family, only I survived.
I'll teach you to leave it.
I've lived through more shitty governments than you can count.
Bring it into the kitchen for me.
And I'll survive this one. Well, at least I hope so. And now, my grandmother's trying to kill me.
Calm down. She certainly didn't mean to hit you with it. She's very sorry about the whole thing. She's got a lot on her plate right now.
And what about my plate? Isn't there a lot on it?
Huh? Otar grabs his cane.
You've asked God to kill you so often that he finally decided to listen to you.
You don't have to exaggerate. I might have said I wanted to die. But that's not like saying I want my granddaughter to smash my brains in with a skillet just before supper, now is it?
In the kitchen.
Mom, are the glasses somewhere else?
She put them up there.
Soso opens a cabinet.
Here.
Manana grabs two glasses. Soso stares at her. Manana closes the cabinet. Her gaze meets Soso's. Manana steps away. Soso puts a cigarette in his mouth. He opens a window. Soso lights a cigarette.
So, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Manana moves to the counter.
You getting a little rest for me?
She looks up at Soso. He nods. Manana unscrews a lid on a jar. She carries the jar from the counter.
Have you gotten settled?
More or less. The place is okay. I just have to put up shelves. My things are still in boxes on the floor.
Soso takes a drag of his cigarette. Manana walks away and returns.
And you? How are you? Does anyone want some ice?
I'll put in one or two, thanks.
Yeah, I want ice too.
Well?
How am I doing? Well?
Soso turns to the window and takes another drag. Soso sits.
How am I supposed to know how I'm doing? I don't know.
Do you drink?
Soso looks up at Manana. He nods and averts his gaze.
Soso, you have to take care of yourself.
You don't have to worry about that. I feel great. My health is excellent. Physically, I'm terrific. Thanks.
That's good to know.
Manana carries a tray of drinks.
Manana, what if I... Why don't I come and do the shelves for you?
No.
No, wait a minute. Just listen. If you want, I can come do them. No problem.
No, Soso. It's okay.
Smoke wafts from Soso's cigarette. Now Manana walks through a park. Birds scatter. A woman sits on a bench looking at her phone. A young girl squats in front of her. The girl turns to the woman. Manana continues past them. She approaches Nino, who sits on a bench. Nino stands. They embrace.
My little girl. Don't cry.
Manana rubs Nino's head.
Let's sit down.
They sit.
Don't worry. Everything will turn out just fine, I promise you.
Manana brushes back Nino's hair. Manana opens her purse.
Drink some water, Nino, and please don't cry, okay?
She unscrews a bottle.
Drink some water.
Nino drinks. She hands the bottle back to Manana. Manana screws on the cap.
If only I were already pregnant now, everything would be so much better.
No, please don't say that. It's okay.
Manana hugs Nino. Nino wipes her eyes.
You know I'd be thrilled if you were pregnant. Everything will be just fine. I know it hurts now, but after a while, you'll see things differently.
Manana hugs Nino. Nino moves her hair behind her ears.
Everything will be okay, I guarantee you.
Manana rests her head on Nino's and rubs her shoulder.
You're a beautiful girl. Good girl. And you're young. You'll have so many boys running after you. You'll fall in love with one of them and have a baby with him.
They embrace. Nino lies in Manana's bosom. Manana kisses her head. Manana moves hair from Nino's face. Now hands mix soil in a planter. She sets down a tool, grabs a plant from a pile, and places it in the planter. The hands adjust the soil around the plant. The person grabs the tool and walks away. They return with another planter and move the first aside. Manana stands on the balcony. She grabs another plant and continues working. Buildings stand in the distance. Trees sway in the wind. Manana walks into the apartment. A plant stands in the second planter. At the house, Soso stands by an open door smoking a cigarette. Rain pours outside. Soso takes a drag. He exhales smoke. Nino carries a box on the balcony. She sets it down, unloads items, and moves to the doorway.
Excuse me, let me through.
She passes Soso.
You want to give us a hand? Please.
Give me a second. I'll be right there.
Lamara picks up items from around the house.
Lamara, what should I do with this box?
Put it on my head. What do you think you should do with it? Take it to your room and put it in a drawer.
Otar shuffles away. Nino walks past him carrying clothes.
Nino.
What do you want, Granddad?
Nothing.
Tell me how I can help you here.
Don't you think it's pretty obvious what you have to do? Just take a look around, and if you see stuff lying around, you hide it somewhere, that's all.
Oh.
Soso turns. Nino walks away.
It's the bell.
I've got it. I'm getting the door.
Soso walks to the door. He opens it.
Hey. Lamara called me. She said I had to come over right away.
Just calm down.
What happened?
What's going on?
What's going on?
She's getting married, that's all.
Soso and Manana stare at each other. Mm-hmm. He nods.
We wanted to surprise you.
He's not here?
Not yet. Come.
The lock's broken. My key didn't work.
No, it's not broken. We had it replaced.
Manana turns.
Why'd you replace it?
Vako has a key, and Nino didn't want him coming around here anymore, so that's why I had to replace it. We have one for you if you want it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Later, Manana, Otar, Soso, and Nino sit around a table. Soso turns his head. Nino lifts her head. Manana rubs her forehead. Soso and Nino rub their chins. Lamara sets a dish on the table and sits between Soso and Nino.
Oh, sweet mercy. Do we know if this girl has any parents?
She has a mother. She's an only child.
A mother? Uh-huh. I wonder what the mother does for a living. If she's a decent woman and all.
What do you mean by decent? What are you talking about?
The word decent means decent, and that's all.
She's a medical assistant at Shmashvili's. A sister-in-law?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything about this girl?
Why should I know anything about her?
I just thought you might know her, that's all.
Am I supposed to know everybody?
Sure, why not?
Nino turns away from Lamara.
You know, you almost gave me a heart attack. I ran all the way here because I thought somebody was just about to die or something. Ah, and this situation isn't what you'd call heartbreaking?
Manana waves her hand.
My heart breaks when I think of who's about to join this family, although I'm sure it doesn't mean anything to you. She lives like a queen, all alone in her castle.
What are you arguing
for? Uncomfortable.
Listen, Grandma, it really isn't the time for this.
Okay? Nino, that's not necessary.
You watch your tongue, girl.
All right.
I'll open the door.
Who do you think should open it?
Me.
Hang on. I think it's better
it's okay.
if Nino does. Hang on, Mother. Nino, go get the door.
Go on.
What's the big deal about me opening the door?
Nothing, Mother. It's just that...
Hi,
Nino. This is Kitsy.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Thanks.
Everybody, this
Hi.
Is Kitsy.
You are home. Nice to meet you.
So.
Hi there.
I'm Lamar.
Hi, Mom. I'm Kitsy.
Hi, Mom.
Afternoon, Grandfather. Hi. My name's Kitsy.
Oh, I'm Mom.
The family stares at Kitsy. Her pregnant belly sticks out.
Why is everybody standing?
Oh,
sit down.
Sit down.
Kitsy, sit here.
Kitsy, Lasha, and the family sit.
Kitsy, give me your bag.
Oh, I'll put it over here.
Thank you.
Nino takes Kitsy's bag.
It was torture. We got stuck in traffic for more than an hour before we could even get near here.
A nightmare. It was so jammed we couldn't even move.
Why didn't you give me a call? I'm here to help you.
It was nothing. In the end, what's important is we're here.
Lasha smiles.
Uh-oh, I'm getting confused. I won't be able to put names to the faces anymore.
That's okay. I'll help you.
You're so-so.
That's right. Mm. Well done.
I'm the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Manana.
Mm-hmm.
My mother.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmother. Lamara.
And Otari, no.
Kitsy grabs a treat from the dish.
Nino, you look so familiar.
I was thinking you look familiar, too, but I can't figure out from where. Isn't that strange?
I wonder... Do you mind if I,
Are you kidding?
Oh.
We have them especially
excuse me,
for
I'm
you.
Sorry. I should have offered
excuse
them to you way before
if
now.
If I could ask just one little question, eh? May
okay,
I?
Okay, Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma, can we not do this now?
What's wrong?
Can we let her talk?
I ask her a simple question.
First time here, so
listen,
be nice.
Is Kitsy your real name?
No, it's cool.
No, my name isn't really that. It's Tamuna, though it's
oh,
more
God.
Correct to say Tamar, but I totally detest that name. It's like it gives me an allergy when I hear it. You can call me Tamuna or Tamar. It's like I don't even hear you. I won't answer to those names at all if you call me that.
Why is that, my dear?
It's true, I swear.
Lasha looks around. Nino and Manana avert their gazes. So nods. In a bedroom.
This will be yours and Lasha's bedroom. I know it's not exactly everything it should be, but...
Are you kidding? It's insane. I love it. It's so cool.
The only bad thing about the room is this monster closet. It's so big, there's no way we could get it out of the house. So everybody keeps their clothes in here. You don't mind if I keep my stuff in here, do you? It won't bother you?
No, that's no problem at all.
Nino and Gitsy walk to the window. Manana walks through the room.
You have no idea how happy I am. There's going to be a baby here soon. You have such a cute belly.
Thanks.
Who's your doctor?
Manana.
What is it?
I'm going to fry some potatoes, make a salad.
Good.
Hey, I can bake kashpuri.
That's
I do good. Have a chicken, but it's still hard as a rock, and it'll take forever
sure,
to
sure,
defrost. What do you say we go buy something
at
the shop?
No, let's just use what we have in the house. It'll be fine. Don't worry.
It's embarrassing.
In the living room.
I don't know.
Manana carries a tray.
Here's some nice watermelon. It's very sweet. Help yourself.
Manana walks away.
Thanks for coming.
You
gonna sing for me now? Okay.
Soso watches her go.
What are you doing out here? Did you ever imagine this? That soon we'll have a grandchild?
On a balcony, Soso stands with Manana. She nods. They turn to each other. Manana cocks her head. Soso turns toward the inside of the house. He leans in the doorway. Soso glances back at Manana. He enters the house. Manana follows. Lasha strums a panduri and sings with a group of young men. Manana walks further into the house. She grabs her purse. Manana approaches Lamara.
I'm going to go home now.
Lamara hugs Manana and rubs her back. Outside.
Manana, why are you doing this?
Doing what?
You practically snuck out without saying anything to anybody.
It's only because I had to get up early tomorrow. Lasha knew I wasn't going to be able to stay very long.
I'll give you a lift then. Come in and join us, for Christ's sake. Everyone's happier when you're around. I'll give you a lift later when you want to go home.
You can't give me a lift, Soso. You're drunk.
No, I've had a couple of glasses.
I'll take a taxi.
No, wait a second. Wait. There's time for a taxi a bit later. Come back. I'll put you in a cab and take you home afterwards, all right? Is our home so terrible that you can't spend an evening with us? I swear, if it's late, I'll put you in a cab. And I'll take you straight home.
There's no need to accompany me. I'm not scared to
call a taxi. Of course you're not. You're not afraid of anything. You're a tough girl.
I have to go.
Manana walks away from Soso. He follows.
Manana, wait, please.
Manana turns back.
You know, I was wondering...
What, Soso?
When you'll come back. You know, I say nothing. I say nothing, and I wait for you. But let me tell you, it's not easy.
You're waiting for me?
Of course.
Manana stares at Soso.
Soso, I have my own home now, and I'm not coming back to live with you anymore.
So what should I do? Where's my home now? Where's my place in the world? I know. I can go. Problem is, where? I can live wherever I damn well like, so there's no problem there. I'm as free as a bird, you
right.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, up till now, I thought it was my home, that was where I belonged. You know, that I was supposed to be there. That you and everyone else was my home. Lasha, Nino, Lamara, and even funny old Otar, too, you know?
Go home, then. They're waiting for you. It's the best thing you can
Manana,
do.
You're a piece of work. You really are. Things have always
That's
have to go the way you
not
say.
True,
Why
you
is
know
that?
It.
Oh, okay. I won't say another word.
So, I have to get up early tomorrow. Please, go back.
Can't I even walk you to the cab? Don't worry. I'll be a good boy.
Okay.
Manana and Soso climb stairs. Now they wait on the street. Soso smokes a cigarette. He steps beside Manana with his back facing the road. A car passes. Soso takes a drag. Manana and Soso look down the road.
Hey, listen, we want to go to Barkatili?
Sure.
Good, here you go.
No problem.
There you are.
Thanks.
Manana.
What?
What about those shelves?
What shelves?
The ones you were telling me
no,
about.
No, I haven't put them up yet. I'll get them done as soon as I can. I'll see you later. Take care.
Manana gets in the taxi. Soso waves. The taxi drives off. At the apartment, Manana wrings clothes into a bucket on the balcony. She unfurls a shirt and places it on a clothesline. In the bathroom, Manana takes clothes from the bucket and puts them in a hamper. She places the bucket on top, then washes her hands in the sink. Manana turns. She shakes her hands, then dries them. Manana walks out of the bathroom to the front door. She opens it.
Ah, it's you.
Hi.
Come in.
How are you?
Baird Midling, and you?
Good.
Manana closes the door.
Difficult getting here?
Not at all.
Let me take your coat.
I'll keep it on. This is for you.
Soso gives Manana a bag.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Thank you. Okay, come in.
Manana walks into the apartment. Soso follows. In the bedroom, Soso holds a shelf.
It'll fit here, too. You can move this over. One can go here, one here, or even next to each other.
I think it's better over there.
Over there's good.
Soso sets down the shelf.
Okay, then. I'll get started.
Wait, relax for a minute. Are you in a rush?
Am I in a rush? No, I'm in no rush at all.
Well, then come and see the rest of the place.
Manana walks out of the bedroom.
So this is the other room? Oh. Let me get rid of these.
Manana gathers books from the table. Soso walks onto the balcony. He walks back inside.
It's a very nice apartment.
I'm starting to get used to it. It's not very big, but it's cozy.
Manana taps the table.
Here, I'll show you the kitchen.
She grabs the bag.
The mess was incredible. All I've been doing is cleaning ever since I've moved in here. It's finally starting to look a little neater.
Manana and Soso enter the kitchen. She pulls a bottle from the bag.
And what's this?
That's homemade wine. Some friends gave it to me. It's first pressing. I kind of thought you might like to try it.
I'll try it.
Manana sets down the bottle. Soso looks out to the balcony.
And these?
Manana turns, wipes her hands, and walks to the balcony.
I planted some tomatoes. They're doing pretty well.
Soso's lips turn up into a smile.
That's great.
He gazes down at Manana.
We have something to eat.
She walks back into the kitchen.
Well, if it's not too much trouble, I'd love to. Thanks.
I didn't prepare anything special, but I was home all day, so I cooked up something.
Manana stirs a pot.
Smells good.
It'll be ready soon.
I'll work on the shelves in the meantime.
Okay.
Soso takes off his jacket. Later, he stands on a balcony. Manana sets a bowl on the table.
Soso.
He turns.
It's ready.
Manana unties her apron, folds it, and places it over the back of a chair.
Wow. You outdid yourself tonight, girl.
Soso sits.
Nah.
He slides in his chair. Manana places a napkin beside his plate. Soso grabs a glass and a pitcher, then pours a drink. He hands the glass to Manana.
Try this.
I will.
Soso pours himself a drink. He sets down the pitcher. Soso raises his glass.
I want to toast to you. Wherever you are.
Well, if you want. And here's to you.
They drink. Soso finishes his glass.
This is really good wine.
Yeah, good. Very smooth.
Manana sets down her glass and picks up a plate.
Well, here you go.
Oh, thanks.
Soso scrapes food onto his plate.
It seems it came out pretty well.
Manana grabs a plate of bread.
Thanks.
Have a little cornbread with it.
She picks up another plate.
The potatoes are good with it, too.
Manana scoops potatoes onto both of their plates.
I'm not sure it's as good as Lamara's, but it should go down well.
Are you kidding? It's great.
So how are things at home? Lamar and Otar, how are they?
Same as usual.
Soso takes a bite.
Lamara's fine. She's in good health.
Manana eats a bite.
And lately, Otar stopped speaking about death quite so often. He's happy waiting for his great-grandchild to come, so it's all good.
That's great. Kitsi and Lasha, how are they?
Okay. You know, Kitsi's actually a good kid.
She's a smart girl.
Yeah, she is. And that makes me wonder, what on earth does she see in him?
Well, maybe he's not as worthless as you think. Is he still glued to the computer all day long?
Not like he was. Apparently, he's looking for work, but I can't be entirely sure. He never tells me anything. He won't tell anyone anything. It's Kitsi who told us.
How's Nina doing? Has she gotten over it yet?
Soso nods.
Well, she seems to be doing okay. Some friends of hers came over to the house recently. They had fun, seemed to cheer her up a bit. Kitsi joined them, too. They all had a pretty good time.
Has Vako shown up at all?
Vako? If he ever shows up at the door, I'll break his face, the stupid son of a bitch.
Soso.
Manana wipes her mouth with a napkin. She shakes her head. Manana looks over her shoulder.
At least the temperature's cooling down.
She sips wine.
How are you doing, Manana?
Manana sets down her glass.
How's your life?
Well, what can I tell you?
Soso turns. Manana opens the door.
Evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Can I help you?
Sorry to bother you. Could we talk to your guest? We're your neighbors.
Soso walks to the door.
Evening,
good
sir.
Evening.
You have a second?
Is my car blocking yours?
Yeah.
Come right now and move it. I'll be back in a second.
For the
sorry about that.
Sorry to bother you.
Don't worry.
Sorry about this, guys. It won't happen.
Forget it. It's not the car that's causing the problem.
So what's the problem?
Listen, friend. We have a little favor we'd like to ask.
What is it?
This lady here, I don't want you disturbing her ever again.
What are you saying?
What's so funny, pal?
Three men surround Soso.
And you are?
Rockley.
I could be wrong, but you looking for trouble, son?
Listen, we don't have to do it like this.
Yeah?
That's a married woman in there, you know that? She has a husband and a family and everything, you know? You get it now?
You know, for a fat guy, you're pretty cute.
Cut it out.
What the hell are you talking about?
Fuck, I said cut it out.
Get the hands off me, you goon. I didn't say you touch me.
You have to leave the lady alone, you understand?
Listen up.
You're asking for
it. Shut your fucking mouth or I'll shut it down.
You better listen to us.
Go back inside. I'm perfectly capable of handling a bunch of mindless... What do you want with my husband?
This guy is your husband?
Yeah, what about it?
You are, you asshole.
You're Rezzo's brother-in-law? The good guy.
He told you to come here?
Don't you have any shame at all, you guys?
You
could ruin someone's life doing things like this.
All right.
Well,
you acted like idiots for no reason.
We're really sorry.
What the hell? You should be sorry, that's for sure.
I've never seen behavior like this. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
To watch over you, so that's what we're doing.
I don't need to be watched over.
They got the message.
I'm not some little girl who's misbehaved. I can take care of myself.
Everybody is, so we can just
survive. I'm not a two-year-old who needs protection for that.
You know what I mean? We made a mistake.
If Rezzo tells you to jump in the river, are you going to go ahead and do that as well?
If there's anything we can ever do for you, just let us know.
Instead of listening to what Rezzo says.
Take care.
Russell's out of his mind. How dare he treat me as though I was his property or something? I can't believe he actually talked about me to that bunch of morons out there. He's never grown up. He's got the maturity of a 10-year-old. He's always interfering
Calm
in my
down.
Life.
No harm was done in
my
the
idiot
end.
Brother told those three goons to watch over me. Do you think that's right?
Of course
right?
I don't think it's all right. Of course not.
You heard what they said. They're going to keep an eye on me. I don't want any eyes on me, particularly not
I
theirs.
I don't want to confront these guys again. I'll talk to Rezzo about it, and we'll get the whole thing cleared up in no time at all.
I'm so tired, Soso. I don't need headaches like this from my family. And I certainly don't need a brother like that.
And you know how Rezzo is. It's how he's lived his life. It's how he operates. Give him a break. He doesn't know how to do it any other way.
You really understand what makes him tick, don't you? Give me a break. Let me...
All I'm saying is that there's no reason to get so upset about it. Calm down.
It's how he's lived his life. So what am I supposed to do then?
Manana stands with her back facing Soso.
And you?
Me?
How have you lived your life? Do you have any idea at all of it? Who are you really?
She marches off. Soso stands with his back against a wall. He walks forward. Soso stands in a balcony entryway and stares out. Curtains on the balcony doors blow in the wind. Manana walks forward. She leans against the wall. Manana hangs her head. She lifts her head, cocks it, then looks back down. Soso approaches from behind her. She turns and stares at him. Credits: Iyash Ugliashvili, Merab Ninitze. Directed by Nana and Simon. Written by Nana Ekfitimishvili, Director of Photography, Tudor Vladimir Pandurar. Casting, Leli Miminoshvili. Production design, Kote Japaritsi. Costume design, Medea Bakratze. Makeup, Madonna Chanturia. Editor, Stefan Stabenow. Sound, Andreas Hildebrandt. Pata Godziashvili. Commission editor, Christian Kloos. Line producer, Philip Stendebach. Co-producer, Nana Ekfitimishvili, Guillaume Dusey. Producer, Jonas Katzenstein, Maximilian Leo, Simon Gross. Cast, Ia Shugliashvili as Manana. Merab Ninidze as Sozo. Berta Kapava as Lamara. Sisia Kumsishvili as Nino. Georgi Kutsislava as Vako. Georgi Tabutze as Lasha. Govan as Sheshvili as Otar. Dmitri Oragvelitsi as Rezo. Mariam Bakaria as Kitsi. Lika Babluani as Tatsia Chigogitze. Manana Gomsemlitze as Aunt Mary. Avtandil Sakambarlitze as Uncle Zaur. Anzor Kerkhadze as Uncle Vonya. Vaktang Amanatitze as Cousin Dato. Ketevan Abulatze as Cousin Katino. Ruzudan Bolkvatze as Gas Company Woman. Azmat Takblatze as Apartment Owner. Pikria Nikabatze as Bella Rezo's wife. Eka Myavandanze as Classmate Nato. Keti Gegeshitze. Nana Larski Panitze as Manana's classmates. Irma Gurieli as Manana's teacher. Zaza Salia. Maya Chartolani. Mariana Solomonia. Eka Mindiashvili, Eka Barkurartze, Nino Gomartelli, Tsira Okroparitze, Lile Pilpani, Tako Chokehonalitze, Irna Veru Dabutze, Kakaber Onashvili, Vano Galuashvili, Sulkam Gveleziani, Tomas Saginadze, Grigol Makaradze, Davi Kipiani, Zura Sharia, Kakra Sharabitze, Koba Gogava, Koba Kopadze, Nana Shonia as Soso's ex-lover, Nika Ozegebashvili as Soso's younger son. Otto Solomon Gortamishvili. Merav Samkurashvili. Levan Samkurashvili. David Gvelezani. Tato Goderzishvili. Zurab Kvirya. Gubaz Megralitze. Zaz Ioseliani. Tamar Bzvanelli as gynecologist. Tornike Papitze. Tornike Zazamia. Tornike Archvadze. Kaki Mredlashvili. Georgi Eliyarashvili, Spartak Sharikadze, David Kigutadze as Kusho, Spartak Delibashvili, Irakili Chanturishvili, Tsviad Kipiani, Levan Skirtladze as Kusho's friends, Nadia Gvazalia as Vako's girlfriend, Kesaria Mesashvili, Ellen Bunturi, Luke Melania as Rezo and Bella's children. Alexandre Ivachitze as taxi driver, Lili Akobatze, Georgi Alandashvili, Sandro Shanshiashvili, Keti Avzayanishvili, Bezo Beltadze, Shorta Meskadze, Tornige Gudadze, Anna Tabagari, Anna Barbakadze, Irake Kvedelitze, Ani Gongadze, Kato Sharashenitze, Sopo Kakapuritze, Nino Tvauri, Lasha Pila, Luca Shamanauri, Lika Maizuratze, Toko Geleshvili, Ellen Yavakishvili, Nino Patashuri, Mariam Yaryashvili. My Happy Family is a co-production between Germany, Georgia, and France under the European Convention on Cinematographic Co-Production. Copyright Augenschein Film Production, Polare Film, Arizona Production ZDF. Čumi si varulit petkas, magram šendge harundo, tums nazi, tums sause. Tar mi džere, romise. letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.